Good morning. It's Monday, the 20th of April. The shape of the business today is healthy yield, soft load factor, and a forward book that is running behind last year's pace. Month to date through the 19th, revenue per flight is 277,000 Rand, up 13.7% year on year. Flights are flat, capacity up just 1%, but yield is up 17%. This is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. The trade-off shows up in load factor. We are at 88.9%, 3.3 points below last April. We are letting the plane go with fewer bums on seats, but we are getting meaningfully more out of each one. For context, March closed with revenue per flight up 2%, load factor at 89.7, and yield up just 1.6. April is a cleaner quality of earnings. On the market, FlightAware has the domestic market adding 8.4% capacity in March. FlySafair added 8.2. Airlink 13.3. SAA 16.4. Lyft pulled back 4%. So in round terms, we grew in line with the market, but marginally slower, and we lost a sliver of capacity share to Airlink and SAA. Neither is a new story, but it is still the story. Route level, the warnings are all Eastern Cape and Free State. On Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, load factor dropped almost 9 points, yield down 21%. Look at the market. Total seats on that route were up 43% year on year. We added capacity, Airlink added capacity, everyone chased the same demand, and yield collapsed. Joburg to Port Elizabeth lost 7.5 points of load factor. East London to Joburg lost 4. The sharper warning from FlightAware is share. On Bloemfontein to Cape Town, we lost 10 points of share. On Durban to Joburg, we lost 7. On Cape Town to Bloemfontein, we lost 7. SAA added 19,000 seats on Durban-Joburg alone. That is a deliberate return to trunk routes, and we have not matched it. Forward curve is where the brief gets pointed. April is booked at 76.1% load factor right now, against a curve expectation of 79.7. We are 3.5 points behind. Last April closed at 90.8, so the gap to final is real. The routes dragging us back are Joburg to Victoria Falls at 15 points behind, Bloemfontein-Joburg at 13, and Durban-Lanseria at 12.5. May is worse. We are 7.5 points behind the curve, with Bloemfontein-Joburg almost 20 points behind, Durban-Joburg nearly 19, Harare-Joburg 16. May last year closed at 91. We have ground to make up, cost base. Jet fuel is 197.88, down 5% week on week, but up 13% on the month. The crack is wide at 62. Oil is softening, fuel is not. The rand weakened about 11% on the month. Both point the wrong way for cost. One anomaly, OTP came in at 92.6, a full point below the 94 target. Worth a look given the noise around departure reliability. Two questions for exec today. First, on Durban-Joburg and Bloemfontein-Joburg, what is the pricing and frequency response to SAA's capacity push, and when does it go live? Second, what is dragging April OTP below target, and is it schedule, ground, or tech? Have a good one.